This Halloween season, lock your doors.
Too smart for you, huh?
Bolt your windows.
This is just the kind of Halloween prank that gets people hurt.
And hang on tight. Because Ernest is back.
Me?
And he's scared. Stupid. Ernest, scared stupid.
Guys, I'm Katie Hettenbach, your host, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what scary movies. Obviously, it's a silly, haha, goofy time. We, you know, get off topic, we spoil, but either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Wow. I thought something messed up at the same time that you said spooky, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, what are the odds of that? You know, nothing makes an environment more spooky than a good smoke machine. So yeah. Thank you. That really set the tone.
You really want to start with a bunch of haze, mm-hmm. and then just, you know, maybe get cancer from it later in life.
We've inhaled so much of this over the years. At haunted attractions, my uncle would just blast it in his apartment 24/7.
The fog machine?
Yeah, he just had a fog machine.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was fucking sick.
Yeah.
Now, Katie, before we dive into...
I should introduce you first.
Yeah, you can do that. Introduce me. If you remember my last name, go watch on the Patreon and the pre-show. Katie, whom I thought was a really good friend of mine, bonded through trauma, I thought, forgot my last name.
I didn't forget his last name. I didn't forget your last name. I always double check just to make sure.
Okay.
Because it's also been a long fucking day. Mm-hmm. So
this is your fifth episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Five episodes in a row.
I'm just messing with you.
Why do you hate me?
No, I really don't. We're bonded by trauma.
I'm going to kill myself on live TV. Guys, it's Shane
Hartland. Hi.
He's been on before. Remember him? I think it was mm-hmm. still Horror at the Store.
It was also during the writer's strike. So I was like, I don't know what I can talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was, or the actor's strike as well. I don't know. But either way, I was like, it was that weird gray period where they're like, you can't talk about movies. And I'm just mm-hmm. like, what? But I still wanted to do friends podcasts and talk about movies.
Yeah.
And so it was a weird gray period. I do, before we get to this episode, is there anything else you wanted to give me for my intro? Do you need to
No, that was it.
Okay. Well, I could have been given a bit more. Before we get into this episode, two things.
Okay.
The movie I wanted to do, I was told by Katie Afraidy over here that I can't do that movie, but I can do Ernest Scared Stupid. Now, the movie I wanted to do, ladies and gentlemen, was one of my favorite, one of my favorite Halloween movies, Hubie Halloween.
It's a good movie.
It's an incredible, spoopy movie. Katie told me I couldn't do that one, but I could do Ernest Scared Stupid. Flood the comments. Tell Katie that's absurd.
And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. And that reason
is... Let's hear it, Katie.
It is because I ask two things on this podcast, which I will ask you after I explain this. But it is... What is your favorite scary movie? And what was the first movie to scare you? And a lot of people said Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh, okay.
And because of that, I put it on the list. And
actually like that.
And one of our... I believe... Don't quote me, but I believe one of the people that said it was Peter Murphy, our good friend.
Okay.
So I think he said that for one of them, but.
I would agree. Honestly, like I didn't even think about this movie, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
Hubie Halloween is.
Spoopy.
Spoopy. It's spoopy. It's good. And I would love to do, but it's not. I didn't.
Future episode.
Yeah. It isn't called chat.
Can I pitch that for a future episode? Possibly.
Possibly.
Okay. I'm making rules.
It has to cause childhood trauma to somebody.
We can make that happen. There's still a lot of kids.
There still are a lot
of
them.
I think what we do is we get a kid and we like force them to watch it repeatedly 24 hours.
Like Guantanamo Bay style.
Yes. And that's what will create the childhood trauma. Yes. Second question.
Yes.
Do you notice anything?
Of you? In general? What? You're Jenna Mondeno? You dress like Ernest.
A little bit. Yes, thank you. You didn't even, I walked in. I did not want to wear this into this, walking on the street in public. I did not want to have this hat on outside, but I did it for the podcast. I was like, oh, that'd be funny. I walk in. Katie doesn't say anything.
I've been here since 7 a.m.
They won't let me leave.
I've been here since 7 a.m.
Have you been for since 7 a.m.?
It's 3 p.m.
Have they fed you?
I've had snacks. I've had some.
You haven't
Cheetos.
Had actual food?
No.
You want me to order you something?
I'm gonna go home and crash. That's what
and
I usually
cry.
Do. That's what
I'm
I cry.
Home and cry and crash.
I'm gonna go home and cry. No, yeah. I literally have to do them back to back to back, and then afterwards I can't do anything. Someone's like, "Can you do something
sure.
tonight?" And I'm like,
"I feel that way after one podcast."
Yeah.
So God bless you. Like you're a trooper. But
yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a little slack. But yeah. I did walk in and I was like a little let down that I had to put on this horrid khaki hat.
I don't think it looks bad. That's why I was like, maybe Shane just is rocking a hat
look
tonight.
Me. Look at me. That's also Ernest. He does funny faces.
So, okay. We're going to come back to that.
You're going to dive in.
We're going to dive in. Hold on. But I want to go
she
back
wants
to
get out of here as quick as possible.
I'm going to literally kill myself on live TV.
You can't say that. That's going to get you demonetized.
I'm already demonetized.
Are you really?
On everything, probably. I don't know. I don't
okay,
care.
Fair.
I don't care enough. I'd rather have fun than...
Then don't worry about money.
Also, I'm not making money off of this. Unless not, this is mom.
It's coming.
Maybe
it's
make
coming.
It, maybe make $10.
Mama, that money's coming.
One day. one day I can get nothing. Okay, so what is your favorite scary movie?
Trick or Treat.
Okay.
Trick or Treat. Yeah, I just did it's funny. I did one of my friends' podcasts talking about Trick or Treat and Shut Up, I Love It is the name of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, quickly reasons why that's my favorite is aesthetics. Like, I think it's like the art design, everything about it. It was also the first movie I remember seeing that was like an anthology movie like that. I think Sam is one of my favorite horror characters. And also one of the biggest reasons is like the way they portray Halloween to me is like this fantastical version that mm-hmm. I've yet to experience. But like, I think a lot of us that like love Halloween, we yearn to experience a Halloween experience like that. Like that over the top Halloween party or walking down a street where everyone's decorated and the fall leaves are everywhere. It's just like, I grew up in Florida mm-hmm. and like I had great Halloweens when I was a kid, partly because I went to fun fact. I went to Spook Hill Elementary, which was our mascot. I was Casper the Friendly Ghost.
That's amazing.
And we, on Halloween, we would celebrate Casper's birthday. And so we'd have a big birthday celebration for Casper.
What the fuck?
That with costumes and everything. So it was, Halloween was always like the best time. Like everybody
That's
loves
amazing.
Halloween, but like it was all, like there's obviously like a different type of connection I have for it. Still this day, I'm always kind of like searching for that like fantastical nostalgic Halloween experience.
Yeah.
That Ernest Scares Stupid kind of touches on a little bit. Like,
For just a brief second, I just had a panic that the record button wasn't hit.
You want to double check?
I'm going to double check.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it is. But again,
I do the same thing. We're deep.
And guess what?
We could have done that word for word again if we had
to.
We're
keeping everything in because I don't edit anything out.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's too much work. And I'm a one-woman team.
I'm going to say so much and make you edit it out.
Please. I'll keep it in.
Sick.
The last podcaster or person on the pod, I told her that Freddy Krueger was a pedophile and she had no idea. And she was like...
Had she not seen the movies before?
She didn't put two and two together.
Speaking of pedophile, in Ernest Scared Stupid, the kids are hanging out with an adult man.
I was like, okay, hey, okay, okay.
We'll dive into that.
Yeah.
But I think any other situation outside of Ernest P. Worrell would be weird.
Yeah.
But Ernest is kind of a kid at heart.
Yeah.
Still didn't age too well. I'm a huge Jim Varney, Ernest P. Worrell fan. So I never looked at it like that until I rewatched it.
Yeah.
Truly. Still... I think it's okay. Your thoughts?
So I didn't know what Ernest was before this movie.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of Ernest Scared Stupid. I've heard of Ernest. I didn't know his lore. I still don't really understand the lore of it. I was like, what in the Pee Wee Herman knockoff?
I think it's just that. It was the time period. And to me, I miss that so much where it's like somebody, it happens occasionally kind of on the internet more than anything now, but like that special thing where someone can get just, he was worldwide popular for a second. Similar to Pee-wee. It was kind of that period of time where someone could get popular for a ridiculous over the top character, which was, he was incredible at characters, but it was also, you just dissect it. He was just making goofy facial expressions. Yeah. Like comedy used to be that simple and people used to be entertained by that kind of simple thing. There's a part of me that misses it. And there's a part of me that's
like oh, I'm glad we've,
I'm glad we evolved a little bit. Like, but also there's something so, I miss the simplicity that I miss being entertained by something that simple. Like I remember vividly as a kid, I loved Ernest.
Yeah.
It tickled me pink.
Because kids like funny faces.
Big funny faces.
Big funny faces. But like adults are like, that's not smart. That's stupid.
I don't know. It got my parents back then too. I mean, might have been a South thing, might have been a Florida thing, but you know, he spoke to me when I was a kid and
he spoke to you?
Yeah, in a dream. He came to me in a dream and he said, ew. That was my Ernest impression.
That was so, I was like, when he first said that, I was
can you
like,
do an Ernest face? Like, show me your Ernest faces.
I don't.
Come on. You got it. This is the last podcast. what does he say? Like one of his phrases. I'm trying to think.
I can't even tell you. It's no, but when he would do the, I was like, I didn't know what he was doing, but I had subtitles on and it was like E-E-W-W-W-W-W-W-W.
You had subtitles on? Oh man, I should have done that.
Which also, this is the first thing I wrote down. I was like, why the fuck? I don't know things till I know things. I was like, the dog's name.
Did you say I don't know things till I know things? Yeah. I love that phrase.
I was like, why is the dog fucking named Rimshot? That's gross. And then because I had subtitles on, that's a Rimshot.
Is it?
Sometimes, depending on who you ask. Hey, this podcast is sponsored by
Rimshots.
Pornhub.
And Rimshots.
Use
code Rimshot.
Use code Rimshot Katie Afraidy 25 for 25% off.
If you want to use code Katie Afraidy on Pornhub, it's going to take you to a really dark place on that website.
It's just my podcast.
It's her doing earnest facial expression.
It's also, it's bad. I have lockjaw. Every time I do that, my jaw pops out.
Super hot, Katie. Super hot. Like, speaking of Rimshots. Okay. Come on. Are we dabbing? What the fuck are we doing? We got to focus. We got to talk Ernest Scared Stupid.
2 + 2 = 5. I was like, I didn't know that was called a Rimshot.
I forgot his name was Rimshot. And then when they said it, I was like, man, you know, it wasn't a sexual reference back then, especially like a kid. Or maybe it was.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But in comedy, that's what a Rimshot is.
Sure.
And I had no idea that's what that was called, but the subtitles. And I was like,
oh, I see. You didn't know that's what that was called.
Yeah, but that's why the dog's called.
But when the guy did it, in the
subtitles, it said Rimshot, and I was like, oh,
"Okay, don't know something until you know something."
I'm right. You don't know until you know.
Don't know until you know.
So it was great.
So Ernest told me.
That's what.
What else you got on there? I want to know your outline, and then I can like feed off of
it. You can do whatever you want. Eartha Kitt.
She crushed it in this movie.
Oh my god! Which is also, this movie is the reason why she became our girl Yzma in The Emperor's New Groove.
I didn't know that. Yeah. She absolutely crushed it in this movie.
I love her so much. I just am like, I know you're an actor, but can you imagine like doing this movie and trying to be serious? That's just crazy.
Yeah, such a big character. I mean, this whole movie was just like a perfect template. One for like a spoopy movie. Mm-hmm. Like just, you want a like, perfect template for a spoopy movie. You've got the son of the disinterested father. Dad, you gotta believe me. Like that mm-hmm. carbon copy and pasted into so many other, not just kid horror films, but horror film or kid movies of the 90s. The kid that just nobody would believe, but he knows something everybody else doesn't know. Toss in an adult hanging out with children, and it's okay because it's Ernest.
Yeah.
Then you've got this like Eartha Kitt playing this incredible over the top like witch basically.
Yeah.
that lives in like a junkyard.
Sure, why not?
And man, it's stylized really well. Kind of like I said, like that kind of like fantastical horror or Halloween kind of essence.
Yeah.
The bullies, the little bullies, like crazy. Were incredible. And also just the 90s was full of bullies.
Yeah.
Like
we need to bring those back.
Bring back bullies. I think like the kids need it.
Which is so. As someone who has a speech impediment.
Me too, dog.
Fuck yeah. We talked about this. I know, but I'm assuming you were bullied for years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I now bully people. I still get bullied, but I bully you.
I know.
I bully you for
What's your name? Pre-show. Go watch it. Doesn't remember my last name.
I did.
You did it.
He's bullying me. See? Bullying.
I don't bully someone that I shared the same trauma with.
I do.
That's why you're going to hell, and I'm not.
Promise?
And when you go to hell, you can see Jim Varney. Ernest is in heaven. No fucking question.
He's up there. He's hopefully not doing the... Okay.
Oh, I also love random tangent. Yeah. I also love, like, there's certain facial expressions that, like... I'll save it for the end. Did somebody just fart?
That's what it sounded like. Hey, did you hear that? That was like a loud
fart.
Girl, did you fart? Did you fart?
Did you fart over there, girl? I just farted. I'll save it for the end. There's something specific I want to say.
We don't have enough like scary troll movies.
Mm.
It's fascinating that, and I was thinking about this as I'm watching, I'm like, the troll, like the scare, like we have trolls, we have like whatever, like now, but scary troll movies were like late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, there was an influx of troll movies.
And it was like in that period of time. And then they just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, this was in the wheelhouse of that.
I mean, it could just simply be like a technical thing of
totally.
Like, you know, how Hollywood is like, trolls are working. Let's pump out troll movies.
But I'm surprised we haven't gone back to it at least like
that's
once.
That's fair.
You know?
I think it's...
Because they want to make them cute. What if... Wait, hear me out. We should make another troll movie, but they think it's the animated trolls, but then it's
like the diamond on the stomach.
Yeah,
trolls?
Every time I say one of my favorite movies is Troll 2, everyone's like, "Oh, it's Poppy with the anime." I'm like, "No."
That's how you gauge a new friend. Like, if they don't know what Troll 2 is,
well, I know that they're okay. If they don't know what Troll 2 is, because then I can
your
destroy
gauge
them.
Is the opposite.
So then I can destroy them.
Oh, show that to them for the first time.
And I'm like, oh. You're ready for the corn on the cob sex.
That movie has a really great documentary about it.
Yes, the best worst movie.
Uh-huh. I'd like to see a documentary about Ernest Scared Stupid.
Make it.
One of the things I should actually. Yeah. I would love to do that.
You should
just come up with a great idea?
I think you should wear that hat the whole time. I think that's
I walked in. She didn't even notice I was dressed like Ernest. And you didn't either. It's okay. One thing I would do
we've been here for so long.
It's all good. We'll wrap this up here in 3 minutes.
Thank you.
One thing that I would, the first thing I'd want to touch on in the documentary,
Are the kids?
The what?
The kids?
No. I know what you're trying to do. And what you're trying to do. And
you're
I'm not going to fall for your trap,
you're
Katie.
You're trying to cancel me. I'll code F you. I'm
all right, we'll do some
in.
Cancel traps in this episode. All right, the game's on, Katie. one thing I would like to dive into, one thing I would like to explore if I was to do the documentary, the first thing I would want to do is the intro of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell they just let Jim Varney just go ape shit. With just like, he's just in a dark studio with puppet hands and like going crazy by himself. I loved just from the beginning, the intro of this movie. And that's something that's kind of a lost art. Like movies back in the 90s specifically would have 5 minute intros.
Yeah.
When was the last movie that had an intro that long? Can you even remember one?
Us.
Did it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm an idiot.
That's the first one that came to mind.
Okay, I need
but
to.
But no, there's a lot of movies that have like.
That have long intros. Well, fuck like, me, Katie. I'm a dumbass. Fuck.
Someone say that you're scared stupid. I'm gonna be anywhere in the world right now. And you chose to be here.
About Ernest Scared Stupid.
Hell yeah, we're both stupid. Hey, stupid is a stupid dozen, am I right?
I can't.
Valid.
What's the next thing on your little list?
What's on my little list?
I'm
on my widow list. What makes you scared stupid?
Real question?
Yeah.
Oh, I really was about to get... I don't know how serious...
you can do whatever you want.
I think truly... well, there's two directions here. Like, emotionally scared, like... losing people I care about.
Yeah.
My dog, mostly. Mm-hmm. He's the thing I care about the most in this world. And then the world right now is just kind of, it's kind of terrifying. Like the other day I went to Vaughn's and there was somebody got in a fight with a security guard. Like as I'm walking in, I'm just like, there's so much anger right now. Yeah. And like the world is just like I don't ever remember a time, and I'm not going to spiral into a political conversation here, but I don't ever remember a time where I'm like, I'm having to like be cautious, like, or even think about that. You know, I have always had like big boy privilege. Like I kind of like never been messed with too much in my life.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. But now I'm like, oh, I'm looking around more and I'm a little bit more anxious in public places and that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, so sorry to bring the mood down. You want to talk about touching kids again? Because you really want to talk about that. It's on your list.
It's crazy. It is.
Fucking weirdo.
I'm 12 years old, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I still don't know.
I was going to say for me, scared stupid is like, I was going to be like, vampires, that's a joke. No. rape.
Oh, God. She does not want to get monetized.
It's already happened. That's not good. The sillier one is, and also a true one is the dark.
Uh-huh.
But not what's not, I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of what's in the dark.
Uh-huh.
So like, cause I have a very active imagination.
I have another one that is a little bit more on the like basic silly side.
Okay.
But I've always said, and I would advise this to you.
Squirrels?
No. Don't tell people on a public platform what you're afraid of.
Well,
because someone's gonna fuck with you eventually.
Everyone has the dark. You can't get away from the dark.
But somebody could use the dark and scare you in some capacity.
Do it. I dare you.
Like if I said donuts scared me.
Ooh, donuts.
Somebody's gonna fuck with me about donuts. And I'm using donuts as an example.
I'm really scared of donuts.
We had a good podcast going, and then
Voodoo
we took a
donuts
turn.
Specifically, the chocolate donuts.
Well, the
donuts.
Name alone is so spooky.
Voodoo donuts, I am so scared of them, and here's my address that I'm scared, and they just sent me a bunch of donuts. That would be
so spooky.
So scared.
I love donuts.
Why did the trolls have human eyes?
That did make
that.
It a bit.
I hated it.
That did make it a bit more uneasy. They were super slimy.
Why were they so sticky?
I mean, that was a 90s thing too. Slime it's, over everything. Slime was such a big thing in the 90s.
There's a show that was called iCarly.
Yes.
If you're familiar.
Yes.
And the mom would say some crazy lines, and one of them was sticky and wet makes mommy upset.
Yes,
an actual line on a kid's show. But it's, and that moment is.
Sticky and wet made mommy upset.
I don't like.
Yeah, made mommy upset.
Why is the troll sticky?
I mean, it made you uneasy, didn't it?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like it. You know what was also a thing I don't want to forget to dive into is like when it was at some point early in the movie. It was when Ernest was working on his truck or something, mm-hmm. and they just went off on a tangent of him doing a montage of characters.
And why was one of them Asian?
One of them had a little bit of dark face going on.
Why was one of them Asian? I wrote Asian ?
Just,
Ernest ?
It just shows you that nobody, sadly, batted an eye at that back then.
Yeah.
And how even many years after that, like public people on massive platforms now had done different skin colors, blackface, all mm-hmm. kinds of things like that. So I had forgotten it when I saw it. I was like, oh, watch this as a kid. Obviously didn't even think anything of it.
Yep.
And we were conditioned as a society to probably laugh at that.
Oh, totally.
And not saying I did, because I was an uncancelable child.
He laughed at it a lot.
Katie laughed at it last night. Send me a voice note. Would you like me to play it?
I was like, this shit's hilarious.
This guy with a different skin color than me is the funniest part of this movie. I'll send it to you guys for post-production. We had to just touch on that part.
Yeah, it's... Yes, in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Yeah, no. It's the same. He's
blackface.
No, Asian.
Asian face.
Yellow face.
I don't know what the proper term is to say that.
I think it's one of the worst things you're ever. It's pretty bad.
Oh,
it's
wait,
also,
I think I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's also in Scooby Doo, the original series.
Cartoon.
Shaggy and Scooby pretend to be Asian as well, and it's, yeah. I mean. It's problematic. Like we look at it now and we go, that's problematic. But like during the time, I mean, it was problematic then, but it wasn't as like publicized as it being problematic.
Sure. 100%. Yeah. I mean, that's one part of society that I think we're evolving a little bit. Thank God.
Yeah.
I just had to discuss this insane character montage kind of for no reason.
Because it was your favorite part.
Katie, what the fuck are you trying to do to me?
Along with touching kids.
I gotta cancel you in this podcast.
Hey, how do you find North?
How do I find North?
How do you find North?
Is this referring to the movie?
Yeah. Did you watch the movie?
I did last night.
How do you find North?
I don't remember.
Well, just so you know, you find the trees where the bark grows on the outside.
Oh, okay, okay. That's how you find North. Also, another thing about this tree. That I wanted to discuss.
Biggest tree.
Massive tree.
Man.
Massive tree.
I've never seen a bigger tree in my life.
Biggest tree. I don't want to do that. Katie, come on.
You have a really good impression,
God,
though.
Dang it, Katie.
I know you have a good impression. Fuck, I know you do.
I don't want to do it. I'm so tired, Katie.
Tired.
what I want to discuss, another thing that was very popular, 90s kids movies, the tree houses.
The tree house. Oh.
You just have all these things. And you just assemble this in what, a mere 3 to 4 hours? Yeah. These kids are master architects that just have all these devices.
Yeah.
It was so, as a kid, it really fucked my life up. You want to know why? Because I could never achieve a treehouse like that. Mm-mm. And my dad, I'll never forget when I was a kid, started building a treehouse. And he he really laid it out. We had a pretty awesome backyard with all these trees. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to build a treehouse that goes from here to with a bridge. And it goes across this way and it comes across this way. My dad built one part of it and never finished it. Yeah, had a great dad.
That's a lot.
But
that's
maybe my dad saw Ernest Scared Stupid. And he's like, I got too excited.
That's too much.
So I owed I held on to that for a long time against my dad. I was like, why didn't you finish my childhood treehouse?
Have you ever thought about
talking to him about it?
And hear me out. You guys could build it together. Maybe he wanted to build it with you. Do you ever think about that? Oh, you're over here pointing fingers. But there's always three pointing back at you. Do you ever think about that? That's why I always point with a direct hand.
Why did you have to do that?
I really want to...
Pornhub.com/KatieAfraidy for 10% off your
episodes. On
I was going to promote BetterHelp, but you for sure don't have them as a sponsor.
No, I also don't think, aren't they bad?
You hate therapy.
I went to therapy once, no, twice, and she was so mean.
Oh, no.
And she just.
Can you tell me what she was mean about?
I can. I got broken up with over Zoom, and it was a Zoom. It was my first
and
she breakup.
She's like, you're a fucking loser.
No, she was like, I was like, okay, I think I told her the whole story, whatever. And I was like, I think I just want to talk about other stuff right now. She goes, well, are you upset? Because he's probably already with somebody else. And I was like, bitch, what? I was like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? And then I did one more thing with her and I was like, I'm never going back. That was awful.
Oh, man. So I haven't been. Maybe you need to build a treehouse with her.
I think that's the key to all therapy sessions. It's just build a treehouse.
By the end of this, let's build a 90s.
You know what? You're gonna go through all these stages of grief while you're building a treehouse. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get really happy, and then you're going to get really mad at each other.
Really mad because it's never going to be like the 90s kids treehouse.
But then you know, you find maybe hope again, and then you're sad because it's over.
You find hope because it's like, maybe it's not the 90s kids treehouse you wanted, but it was the house you needed all along.
And
it was the house we needed all along, yeah. Katie.
Was the house inside of us, our heart, and this friendship.
I'm doing what she's doing.
Dab.
I love that you're keeping dabs alive. You're so young and you're keeping dabs alive. That gives me hope. That gives me hope for our country. We're going to be okay, everybody.
Because we're keeping dabs alive.
We're keeping dabs alive here at Katie Frady.
That's what we do here. You got to throw it up and then bring it down.
Let's get back to Ernest Scared Stupid.
Speaking of...
I'm loving that I got you this deliriously tired. Like, this is...
No, this is where we're at.
This is my favorite version of you.
I also... Can we jump around?
Please.
The jump fact, up. Jump around, jump. The fact
didn't
that.
Didn't jump into that joke.
Come on. The fact that the antidote to kill.
Oh, yeah.
The trolls is milk.
But he thought it was what at first? Moak or something? Remember, like some animal or some shit?
I don't
classic
remember,
comedy.
I don't remember what he said. I just was like.
Yeah, but then it ended up being milk.
Just milk. And yeah. I was like, what? I was like, this movie is a hate crime because are you a drinker of milk?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
I like milk. I'm from Wisconsin, man. I don't fucking, what
you're
a fucking
you're
nerd.
A milk drinker? Uh-huh. Like what drink, what kind of milk are we talking about?
1 or 2% depends on, yeah. Not whole, I'm not a psycho.
We got a note over here.
Thank you. She said I should kill myself. Awesome.
Yeah. You drink milk? Fucking jump.
No, that's what literally, I say that anytime I'm in LA and they're like, what is wrong with you? You're a serial killer. And I was like, literally, so many of the popular, a lot of people drink milk. It's not crazy. Why don't you go back to the-
Please stop doing Trump.
That was accidental. That was accidental.
It's just fucking in your DNA. Because you're such a Trump supporter. No,
No.
We did the wasting of milk trigger you? Did you get thirsty in this montage?
I was like,
Mama got thirsty. This movie really, not only because of the kids, because you're a fucking pedophile. This movie like turned you on because Mama wanted the milk. This is you're really, canceled, bitch. Bam.
You're coming after me. I made one joke.
You fucking opened the door.
Thank God.
I think it's for the best.
Thank God. Let's just cut it here. Let's just cut it here. Thank God. I'm keeping all this in.
Yeah. Great.
I would prefer to be demonetized, honestly.
No problem at all with me. I don't make a dime off this. Now, one thing I did like as a kid that I remember when I rewatched this was that montage scene where they drove into the grocery store on the bikes. And how fucking cool is that? Just like, again, a fantastical thing of like, I miss movies like that. And they're rare. I guess they probably still exist with like kids movies that I'm not watching. But there was like movies back in the day was just like, yeah, this is a reality where kids are driving through grocery stores on bikes.
Yeah.
And nobody thinks anything of it.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, this is a reality where, yeah, the kids are out there hanging out with this adult male.
They're going to stores.
By themselves.
And hey, not a phone in sight.
Not a phone in sight. But they're just robbing this store blind all of the milk.
Bring robbing back.
Bring robbing back. And then
2025.
Have you made it to this point? Leave comment. Katie is canceled in the comments.
Promise.
But no, milk is what did it.
It does the body good.
And does the trolls bad.
So this brings me to this. Are the trolls lactose intolerant? And is it their choice or is it just a phase?
Is it anyone's choice? What the fuck? You're canceled. Lactose intolerant community, they're coming out for
you.
You
know what? I will deny everything else. Lactose intolerant, I'm coming after you.
God.
If you don't drink milk, grow up.
Hey, man, they always say you need to find like an audience to trigger. Katie's target triggered audiences.
Lactose intolerant people and furries. Those two. I hate you guys.
Yeah.
And you can quote me.
Katie hates furries and people that can't drink milk because she thinks it's their choice.
Clear, you're a loser. Gross.
No, I don't think it was the troll's choice, to be honest.
It's not a choice. I have many friends, and I know, trust me, because they fart and it stinks when they drink milk. So don't, just take your pills, okay?
Take your pills.
Take your pills.
I found it kind of, it's one of those things that's like, it was in front of you the whole time, yeah. You know?
Well, and, you know, you have, so there's 17 trolls altogether in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Did you, for real? Is that many?
I checked on IMDb.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
And how they grew from the tree? Weird. Fucking haunting. Like Brussels sprouts. Also, another thing.
Brussels sprouts.
Everybody hated Brussels sprouts in the 90s. Especially all kids.
But now adults, they love them.
We love Brussels sprouts now. I think that's also like some kind of weird, like, rebellious thing we're going through right now because of how the big anti-Brussels sprout movement was pushed on us in the 90s. Every kid movie was like, I hate Brussels sprouts. Dad, you gotta believe me.
I mean, that, but also, like, I feel like you just, if as a kid, if you don't like it. And then as an adult, you're like, I probably hate that. And then you just don't try it until you're like.
Yeah, I didn't try Brussels sprouts until I was an adult.
I hated soup. And then I went to Europe and I had soup. And I was like,
how recent was this?
2 weeks ago.
Whoa. Hold the phone.
I love tomato soup now.
You had never tried soup before 2 weeks ago?
No, I had. But it was like what
did you think soup was sick. Milk?
It was. Yes, I was thinking. No, soup was like, I was sick. Like, that's when I had soup.
Oh, so you've associated like, oh, gross, I'm sick.
Yeah, ew, gross, I don't want soup.
I get that.
But then I had it in Europe, and I was like, yo, this shit's fire.
I used to associate.
Really good.
I used to associate the.
No, I think my frontal lobe's been developed. What can I say?
We don't know that for sure.
I'm 12.
When I was a kid, that's funny you say that. I got really sick one time. I got really sick one time when I was watched Batman Returns at the same mm-hmm. time. And for some reason, psychologically, or for some reason, I connect being sick with a little bit of that movie, but weirdly, more specifically, the penguins from that movie. So I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
If I see a penguin toy from that movie, or even a penguin now, I feel sick. Don't judge me, bitch. No, don't judge me. You fucking ate milk soup for your whole life.
You're making things up.
I'm not making things up. I was trying to relate to you and have a conversation, you just met me with judgment.
You're afraid of penguins, though.
No, I said I feel sick when I see them. I'm not afraid of them. I want to like them.
Do you see a penguin?
Like, you want
throw
to
up?
Like soup?
Not really, honestly. It's a dipping sauce. It's not a meal. It's a dipping sauce.
You're a dipping sauce.
Thank
Let
you.
Me finish. I don't want to throw up. I just get a little uneasy because. Can we fucking talk about Ernest Scared Stupid more, please?
Hey. Maybe you just need a hug. Just like the troll in Ernest Scared Stupid. The fact that that's how you defeat the big bad troll. Mm-hmm. He just needed. What did they say? Like
unconditional love?
Unconditional love.
Yeah. It's kind of sweet.
But I was like, really? That's he just needed a hug and reassurance.
I think you're on honestly, this movie could heal our nation.
We should honestly.
Everybody should be forced to watch Ernest Scared Stupid to realize everybody just needs unconditional love and maybe some milk.
She needs some milk.
America, mama needs milk.
Got milk? That's the campaign. Got and we milk?
Have you seen that campaign lately?
Yes, I did. I was walking down a Hollywood Boulevard and I was like, oh,
well, you're looking
milk?
For it.
I'm actively like, where's my got milk?
I'm not looking for milk.
I'm so thirsty.
Somebody get this girl some milk. She's about to pass out. You're going to go home and have a big old glass of milk, aren't you?
I might. You never know.
What are you going to eat with it?
Just milk.
Yeah, I know.
It depends on what I'm going to have. But but for the Troll 2 episode we did for the podcast.
Yes, yes, yes.
We did a live stream.
Okay.
We attempted a live stream. And the two friends I watched it with, they had never seen Troll 2. So I showed up with a half gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, I'm going to drink this the whole time. And I got like about this much through it. And I was like, I'm going to throw up.
Oh,
it was a lot of milk at once.
Yeah.
I'm like a cup a day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're like a cup. Like you're like a tiny little baby. Like you can't drink a fucking half gallon of milk.
That's a lot of milk. That's a lot of milk in one sitting. That's too much.
But one of my next NAW show that I have you come to, I'm going to do gallon challenge. The whole show, you're going to just drink a gallon of milk. You've set yourself up for this.
I'm going to absolutely just projectile vomit. Have you ever had milk come out of your nose? Or any type of, because you're not a milk drinker, any beverage?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good talk.
Yeah.
Good talk.
Well, you shot down my penguin story.
That was crazy, though. Penguins is like, you get sick when you see an animal.
I don't want to heal me, Katie.
Go
fix me.
Touch a penguin. Touch grass.
I can't do it.
What are you gonna, you're going to get sick. You're going to throw up. This movie is, what did I write here? I don't even know. Hey, those trolls turning people into wood statues.
The wood statues were kind of haunting. Like as a kid,
that was crazy.
As a kid, that really like messed me up. Like it was pretty haunting. We were talking in the pre-show a little bit about, I think it was the pre-show. We were talking about, I'm just trying to push people to your Patreon. I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much. Three people on my Patreon. Shout out.
We were talking about how a lot of, like, I mean, this is around the period of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Mm-hmm. Like they were kind of shoveling some stuff, kids. Like,
they were just scary.
There's a lot of intense stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so there was elements of this movie, you know, that you had your perfect mix of a bit of over the top earnest facial expressions mixed in with some haunting, like, visuals of kids being turned into little wooden figures. And then this troll in the bed with the girl.
Yeah.
Haunting.
And you were into that.
Mom's never.
Got him.
I swear to God.
Got him.
I swear to God.
Got him. Anyways, we're going to cancel each other. By the end of this podcast, we're both going to be.
We should do a podcast together, one episode, where we just get each other canceled. Yeah.
The whole time.
And
but also, there's so much going on. I think it's going to be fine.
That's true. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
Why would anybody care about us right now?
I don't think anyone's going to care about us.
No.
I don't even care about me.
Maybe we need to make a treehouse together.
Fuck yeah. You got treehouse synergy. See, look at that, guys. Peace. Think about it. Boom. Do it.
Wow. Have you seen any other Ernest movies?
No. This was my
For
first
real?
This is my first
oh,
one.
Oh, you gotta go.
I don't know if I want to.
You need
I
to.
Don't like him.
You
I don't
I'm
like
offended.
Him. I'm sure the actor's amazing and like he seems like a sweet guy. But I was just so. It's a thing of
he's,
like
he's
when.
Dead. He's
when,
not with us. He's
I
not,
know that. I know. I don't.
Just have respect for anybody.
I don't have respect for myself. I'm not disrespecting the dead.
She drinks fucking milk.
You're crazy. No, but there's a thing of like my brother hated Pee Wee Herman. He's like, he's so creepy. He's so creepy. He's so weird. I don't like him. And I'm like, Ernest is maybe that for me.
Okay, sure.
I love Pee Wee. Like, I love Pee Wee Herman.
Uh huh. That's funny to me. You like Pee Wee, but you don't like Ernest.
Also, I mean, I grew up with Pee Wee.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't grow up with
me
Ernest.
Me too.
So I'm watching Ernest as an adult. And I don't, sorry, maybe it's not giving, it's not, it's not doing it for, I hate to say it, it might not be doing it for me.
Well.
It's not my cup of tea. It's not my thing.
What impression is this?
Myself.
Oh, I like that.
So, I just try to be me.
I thought you were going a little Adam Sandler for a second there.
I don't know.
I encourage you to go watch his other movies. Ernest Goes to Camp.
With kids?
Ernest goes to jail.
Why does he?
This is what we're talking about. Ernest Saves
That's
Christmas. Ernest Saves Christmas. That was shot in my hometown.
It was shot? Get down.
For the love of God, somebody get her some milk. I want to wrap this up good. Actually, no, I don't want to wrap this up. I'm having a good time.
I'm having an amazing time. We're doing fine. We're doing fine. Like fine wine. Hey, yo. What else about this movie? This movie's crazy. This was like the last movie I watched before bed. It also just kept fucking going.
It also triggered outside of penguins. Yes, it did. I fell asleep in the last couple minutes of it. It did trigger outside of penguins another fear that I didn't realize I had.
Okay.
When he gets into the garbage truck, the trash compactor, and he's like about to be fucking squished. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yeah, like that is a terrifying thought.
Are you near those a lot?
No, but.
Are you afraid of quicksand too?
I don't know, Katie. Sometimes maybe I'm near a garbage truck and I might trip into it. I don't know, Katie, when the next time I'm going to, when acting's not going well, I might have to get a job as a garbage man. Don't insult me if I have to do that. And I might, my shoelaces.
Velcro. You should get Velcro.
My Velcro might get stuck on the thing that puts the fucking cans in the back. And what are you gonna, what are you gonna think when a news report comes out and says Katie Afraidy's friend Shane doesn't know his last name, Harline, got squished to death with penguins in a garbage truck and she's laughing about it? I would never judge something you're afraid of, Katie. What are you afraid? Do we already discuss this? And you made a joke out of it. What are you really afraid of outside of the darkness?
I said the dark.
Is that for real?
I said rape
for a bit. God dang it! I'm afraid of I'm afraid of running out of milk. I'm afraid of an empty jug of milk. That's what I'm afraid of.
Being kidnapped.
I'm afraid when my Postmates and all my free jugs of milk is running late. My weekly delivery of milk.
What accent is that?
That's your accent.
You're making fun of my stutter, you fucking bitch.
Hey, I have a fucking speech condition too.
Hell we're allowed, yeah, we do.
I'm allowed to fucking do this.
That's, well.
We're the okay motherfuckers. I'm going to stick up for my friend here. If any of you motherfuckers make fun of her,
I'm going to kill myself.
She's going to kill herself. And then I'm going to beat you up. I'm the only person in Los Angeles that can make fun of her.
There's a couple people, but yeah.
Okay, I was trying to fucking look out for you.
Thank you. I'm easy to make fun of. It's okay. I mean, a stutter is hilarious.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's a speech impediment. People don't. They're not.
I don't find my speech impediment that funny. And I fucking beat the shit out of people when they laugh. No.
Your comedy show's going for me now.
What's wrong with your voice? Fuck you!
I'll kill you. Not again.
No.
No, it's whatever. It's all good. No, but I'm going to finish that thought because I just said speech impediments are funny and I didn't elaborate. No, it's like when you first hear something, like it's not.
When
like,
you don't understand it.
Yeah. Which is, I totally understand why people are like, haha.
Can I ask you not a psychological question, a deeper question about yours?
Sure.
That I don't think I've asked you. When did you get okay with like explaining it to people? Or are you still working on that?
I started doing comedy.
Stand-up helped?
Yeah, because I started making fun of
you. I think for me too.
I started making fun of myself and that was taking the power away from other people because I stutter in my name. So I go, oh, I have a stutter. I stutter in my name.
Uh-huh.
And they go, oh, is that a bit? I'm like, I wish. And then I stutter.
Yeah,
I
made it a bit. It's brilliant.
It is a bit, but it's also like.
It's brilliant because also I can assume it just takes away the nerves immediately.
I mean, yeah, I'm still, it depends on some people still laugh. And I'm like, you're laughing at a person with a speech impediment? Wow, you must be really popular.
Yeah. Yeah, for me it was a similar thing. Like it definitely helped like talking about it on stage. But like also just like opening up about it on the internet and like just like letting people know it existed instead of like, oh no, I'm fine.
Yeah. No. You know? I like to talk about it. I mean I try not to be a one trick pony, but it does get laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like to talk about it.
I mean it's your story, it's your experience. Yeah. So you kinda can't avoid it and that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I can, but, and then there are some sets where I don't stutter at all. And I go, oh, really? Oh, now we're fluent.
Thanks.
Oh, now we're fluent.
When I write material around you.
And now I have to fake it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to fake it. And then it's a whole, and then I'm actually, and then it's bad.
And then you get the stuttering community coming after you.
Yep. They're
coming. Because it's similar to Asian face. Hey, if you pretend to stutter, I'm going to fucking cancel you.
There's only one person who can pretend to stutter. Acting wise, and that's oh my god, what's his name? The guy who played Mr. Tumnus in
Oh Romeo. Yeah.
Yeah, because he did. He's a master of dialects,
uh-huh.
And he played the older version of who's the kid from It?
many kids in it.
The main kid who has a stutter, but he plays okay, that in the new movie, and he does a stutter very well. And I was like, you're the only person I trust. King's Speech, my 13-3.
Well, you're lucky because your speech condition, guys, we're derailing here.
We're derailing. It's okay. Real quick.
Your speech condition is way more popular than mine. Mine's called spasmodic dysphonia. And the only time it's been outside of a short film I made, Cookie, the only time that it's been portrayed on film was Us. Did you know that?
No.
The chick, Lupita Nyong'o?
Yeah.
She took inspiration for that speech from my condition. Yeah.
I
have a very
that.
Mild case of my condition, but people
that's why you wanted to do Us the first time.
Slightly. That was a reason. But I also like that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, she took inspiration from like people with severe cases.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun fact.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ernest Scared Stupid. Is why we're here today. Not to bond over our shared trauma of vocal conditions, penguins, and the darkness.
Period. Any final thoughts on this movie? Because I covered all my notes.
Covered
everything.
I do miss a movie like this. I think that's why Hubie Halloween, which you won't let me talk about for some stupid fucking reason, really spoke
There's
to
nobody,
me.
Nobody has said Hubie Halloween has given them childhood trauma, and this movie
that
has
is,
given
so that
a
is
lot
your,
of,
that is your thing.
That childhood trauma? I love giving people childhood trauma.
No. I know that, clearly. God dang it. I was going to say something. But no, is that a thing for the podcast? Like, to be a movie?
It's whatever I want.
Okay. Before I leave. So you denied me Hubie Halloween.
Yeah, you're really mad about this.
I am, because you were okay with me having to rewatch fucking Ernest Scared Stupid. Because
it was given more childhood trauma, yeah. It also, yeah.
Everybody leave in the comments if you think I should come back to talk Hubie Halloween, because Katie is using it as power.
I live for a power trip. Yeah. I know power as a
It's a power move. It's a solid power move. Katie is a fucking bully.
Yep.
And she beats the shit out of me off camera.
Yep.
She goes, my vocal condition is better than yours.
That's what I said.
It's more popular.
But I stutter through it. So it's really tough.
Even when she punches.
Yep.
Her punches.
It's a stutter punch.
Stutter punch. No, but final thoughts. I miss a spoopy, stupid horror movie like this.
They're
and I'm
fun.
Sure they make them for kids still, but we're not looking for those.
Yeah, there's a specific, like, in early 2000s, there's a couple, like, made-for-TV kid mm-hmm. movies.
Did you see Halloween Town back in the day? I never saw it, and I know that's one that I would probably be into.
It's very fun. There's a bunch of, like, R.L. Stein, like, uh-huh. smaller movies
uh-huh.
that are, like, weird.
I liked the Goosebumps remake. I thought it was cool.
That's good. But there's, like, made-for-TV,
okay.
R.L. Stein, like, Don't Think About It. There's a newer R.L. Stein series. That one has some creepy stuff on it.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a bunch, like the kids' stuff isn't scary in, like in theory.
Yeah.
But there's even some of the, like, there's always, like, something creepy in the kids' movies that you're like, okay, this is stupid. But then you're like, this is actually
kind of
scary,
messed up for
scary
kids.
As fuck. Yeah, mm-hmm. scary as fuck. Even mm-hmm. as an adult, I'm like, I still don't like that.
Okay.
I still don't like that. So.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But, I mean, the trolls. I can understand why. You know,
I mean,
were
the puppeteer work, like, or the outfits was incredible. Another thing I miss. Another thing I miss in any movie that
more puppets.
Yeah, did you see Toxic Avenger?
Yes.
So good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Yeah, bring back more actual puppets.
More puppets.
Practical shit.
So, were you afraidy or not afraidy of
revisiting? I was not afraidy.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
I was not afraidy. I was surprised at how dark it did get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is like pretty, this is pretty dark. You have parents thinking their kids died
mm-hmm.
and like they're sobbing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never thought I was going to see you again. I was like, damn, this is again, a kid's movie, but it's, you know, it's Ernest and he's making his weird faces. And
we are going to do a podcast where you and I sit and watch every single Ernest movie back to back. And we're going to raise money for
that.
Kids who can't drink milk.
Period.
Kids who are lactose intolerant.
Yep.
Because we've got to fix that.
Stuttering
kids that are lactose intolerant. Because you have really ruined that demographic this episode.
Yep.
And I want to bring it back for you because I care about you.
Thank
I'm
you
your
so
friend.
Much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's really big of you.
You insulted me. Thank you so much.
Yep. Anytime. Out of 10, what do you think?
For the time and the type of movie, I'd give it a 7.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Of an early 90s spoopy movie like that would have been for me at the time. I was like, yeah, 7 out of 10. You gotta rate it based on the time. You can't rate it.
I rate it when, after I watch it, whatever the number is, that's the number.
Okay, what did you give it?
I gave it a 4.
Fair. You're fucking harsh.
I mean, that's I also love Ernest. That's okay.
I love Ernest,
and I understand he is like I get that. That's it's just not me, but mm-hmm. He's not for me. But we okay. love him. We love him.
We love him.
We love him.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. King. R.I.P. King. But speaking of ripping, rip your socials
pants.
And
tell rip, us where. Ripping my socials. Just search Shane Hartline on the socials. I should pop up. And if you're in Los Angeles or other cities, come see Nearly Average Wrestling. We do a comedy show that's basically the voice meets professional wrestling people. Katie's going to be on a future show. Yeah, people yeah, yeah. come and put their name in a bucket. And if you get pulled, you get 60 seconds to try out for my wrestling company, NAW. It's like the voice meets wrestling. And it's super fun.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know when this comes out, but we're doing shows at the Allegiant Theater until the end of the year.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to throw me through a table.
Nearlywrestling.com.
He's going to throw me at
she
a table.
She wants me to throw her through a table. Like
throw
legit.
Me at a wall.
I don't want to hurt wall. You.
Kill me.
Honestly, though, you might be the best person to throw around because you drink so much milk, your bones will never break.
Yeah, I am so strong.
Your skin is bone.
I am the bone.
He's the bone queen.
It's me. Anyways.
Let's get out of here.
Okay, I'm going to plug my shit first. Guys, Katie Frady on all social media platforms. Check us out. YouTube, all that jazz. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Join our Patreon if you would like. You get stickers and extended episodes, which is fun. And I like to end every episode with some helpful or not helpful advice regarding the movie. And I usually just think of it on the spot. I don't think of it any before this moment. Honestly, drink your milk, kids. It'll keep away the trolls.
If you want to look like Katie, drink your milk.
But the trolls are also people online who make fun of you for drinking milk. So maybe the trolls are, maybe you just are the troll. Maybe you just be the troll. How about that? On that note, you got anything else? Good? Awesome. Great. And on that note, we will see you next time.
Let's go drink some milk.
Stay afraidy.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
Nothing under the bed. There's nothing under the bed.